We are changed people at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, the story we've been waiting for.
Retailers are reporting that piggy banks flew off store shelves over the holidays.
This is the big feel-good story of the new year. People are buying piggy banks again and saving money, which is good news, I guess, because at least people are not following the Federal Reserve's example and just using their color printers to counterfeit 20s. And there's a story about more people buying combination safes. Amazon.com says it has seen a major jump in demand for private safes. Now, a safe, I remind you, is a place where you put cash instead of a bank. So an increase in sales of safes means that people are taking money that would otherwise go to a bank and be loaned out to people starting a business or buying a home, and it sits in the safe doing nothing. And I'm sure there'll also be stories about pants with deeper pockets so we can start picking up lost pennies again. Well, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but have you seen the zero down ads? Have you seen the desperate discount signs? We're supposed to be spending money. The time to save money was 5 years ago when you realized you didn't have a down payment but signed the papers anyway. That's when you buy the piggy bank and put the money into it, not when the foreclosure sign goes up on the door. But fine, better late than never. There is one encouraging sign. The story about the piggy banks mentions a model sold by Tickerland Design Incorporated of New York City, a chrome piggy bank selling for $31. It's okay to buy a piggy bank as long as you pay $31 for it. In fact, buy several. On credit. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.